Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The Alaska Marine Highway System will not have to shut down next month. Governor Bill Walker signed a supplemental appropriations bill yesterday, funding the ferry system through the end of June. Their current fiscal year spending plan left an 11-week hole in the system's budget. April 16th was set as the shutdown date. Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman represents many of the Southeast communities most dependent on the ferry system.
I think that's great. We can get the Marine Highway through 1st of July. And then have a fairly flat schedule going forward, a little few improvements, but for the next year, and continue to try to move the Marine Highway forward instead of backwards.
The supplemental bill provides about $25 million for the ferry system. The shortfall was caused by an earlier spending bill meant to fund Medicaid if it ran out of money. It called for that money to come from the ferry system. Those terms were not widely known, and Stedman sounded the alarm about the shortfall in September. He called it skullduggery and downright sleazy.
It's not how we should do budgets or how we should deal with the public purse. So I think the negative press from those type of actions go a long way to keep them from reoccurring.
The $110 million fast-track supplemental funding bill also includes funds gaps in the state's Medicaid and prison programs. Ferry funding for the budget year starting in July still needs to be approved by the full legislature, and so far it's passed the House, but not yet in the Senate. The Sitka Sacro herring fishery stood down yesterday as the Alaska Department of Fish and Game carried out aerial surveys of Sitka Sound. According to a press release issued yesterday afternoon, weather during the flight was poor with 20-knot winds and snow squalls. No herring were spotted from the air. So far, ADF&G has measured 7.4 nautical miles of cumulative spawn, and much of that was seen yesterday on the eastern shore of Kruzoff Island. The department opened the fishery twice this week. The fleet landed about 2,400 tons of herring on Sunday and about 400 tons of herring on Monday. Meanwhile, fishing has started in another commercial herring fishery in Southeast. Fishery managers expect herring could spawn this week in a spawn-on-kelp fishery near Craig and Klawak on Prince of Wales Island. The guideline harvest level is a big increase from last year, set at 1,667 tons, and includes 742 tons not caught in a herring food and bait fishery over the winter. Herring typically spawn in that area in late March and early April, and last year the fleet harvested just under 70 tons of herring eggs, fetching $6.68 a pound and worth over $900,000 at the docks. Besides the Sacro fishery in Sitka Sound, the bait fishery and the spawn-on kelp fishery near Craig and Klawak are the only other herring fisheries in Southeast this spring. Forecast calls for rain showers today.